3, 2, 1, 0, ignition, liftoff.
Ending small business failure. Welcome to the Small Biz Chat Podcast with the number one small business expert, Melinda Emerson. Melinda's goal is to end small business failure, and she'll give you the information you need to succeed and live the life you dream of. Now, here's the small biz lady herself, Melinda Emerson.
Hi, everybody. I'm Melinda Emerson, the small biz lady, and welcome to Small Biz Chat here on Small Biz Chat Live. It is our goal to help you succeed as your own boss, and we never fail to disappoint. So listen, and now I have my guest, Kim Pyler, with us, and she is terrific. She is going to be talking to us about how to master your story, as in your brand story. So she is the CEO of ShawCom Inc., and it's a creative communications and public relations firm. She's a renowned public speaker and author of Master Your Story, It Matters. Kim uses her platform to encourage individuals and brands to find their story and share their story. Kim is a storyteller at heart. From her education in theater to speech writing for admirals in the U.S. Navy, she's traveled the world and heard a lot of great stories, and she can help you craft yours as well. Kim, welcome to Small Biz Chat Live.
Oh, Melinda, thank you so much. I am so thrilled to be here. I have waited to have a chance to talk with you, and I'm so excited to be able to talk to your audience, and thank you for having me.
All right. Well, Kim, let's jump right in, because
I'm ready.
I know that you also have the Master Your Story podcast, too. So we're going to get to that, too. But tell me, why is it important for small businesses to understand their company narrative?
The biggest word is authenticity. They need to know what their company narrative is so that they come across authentic, trustworthy, and believable. So authenticity would be my word for that.
All right. Well, then, can you teach any business owner how to leverage their story to reach their customers?
Yeah, absolutely. Anybody that comes up to us, business owner, person in transition or anything, it's really about learning who you are at the core, or who your company and what your company does at its core, and then learning how to bring that into a story that reaches the audience that you want to reach. So anybody could come in. We have a cool process that we go through with step by step, and we learn about you. We learn about what's going on inside your heart, because that's important, because whether you're a business owner or a personal speaker or whatever, your heart is what really needs to show through.
That's true, because people connect to people that they like, know, and trust, right? And that trust comes from that authentic story, for sure. So how do you handle, like, if somebody comes to you and they don't really have a handle on what their story is? Like, how do you help people that, like, yeah, you know, they kind of have been doing a little bit of imposter syndrome out here. Like, they kind of, you know, they started taking somebody else's story and making it their story because they didn't really have a story. How do you work with people that come?
Well, that's interesting, Melinda, because I just had one of those walk in the last week. So just have experience that I could share. I won't say the name, but, you know, people come to us a lot of times, and it's they don't know who they are and what they want to do. And they could be anywhere from age 22 to 82, or a company that's just starting or needs to rebrand because what they did in the past is no longer working. So to us, what we do is we take a deep in-depth look with them. We go through a what is conversation with them. We make them look internally. And sometimes it happens in a couple weeks. Sometimes it could take 18 months till we get to the point where they really learn what their platform is and what their narrative is for themselves or their company. So it's a lot of research too. So a lot of research and helping them understand and opening them up and teaching them.
Okay. So once you have this brand story, how do you kind of use it to connect with people?
That's really good, because depending on the brand, you're going to want to identify your audience first. A lot of times your brand will fit in certain audiences and not in others. So we do an analysis, and kind of ties into what Sean was talking about, the sales part of the whole content and narrative and stuff. And we find out where that target is, and then we take you into that market scene.
All right. So how can you leverage a business failure story to reach your target audience? Because sometimes, you know, people's pride sometimes will keep them from telling the truth about what really went down, right? You know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And I just wonder sometimes, I mean, I can remember even when I was first working on my book, Become Your Own Boss in 12 Months. You know, I wasn't a million-dollar business at that point. And I remember people saying, well, you know, you haven't grossed $1 million in revenue. You know, nobody's going to want to listen to you. And I let that story play in my head for 3 years before I picked my book back up and started writing it. And Lord, can you imagine if I had never done it, right? So yeah. I think that how can you kind of turn a failure story into like your signature story to reach people?
Well, you know, Melinda, I think that's the best place to learn when you do fail, because that's when you start to look internally and you start to see really what you are. And most of the times we're our own worst enemies. We talk in our heads and we get this negative head talk going on and it prevents us from moving forward. So when you fall, when you have a bad business crash or your business tanks because you didn't have a good budget and you weren't prepared, I think I heard that today, you know, and you go through all that stuff. But it's during those times that the true character of yourself comes out. So it's a lot of self-look or self-company looking at themselves and learning to come to terms with, okay, it's okay to fail, because in failure, we learn success. And it gives us the next step that we need to take in order to get to that next level of business or spiritual growth or whatever it is that you're working on. So to me, it's all about realizing mistakes are that it. They're mistakes. So take the takeaway, get up and dust yourself off and start all over again. And don't give up. To me, the strongest thing about that is grit, having that grit to constantly move forward, to know that your purpose is important and you're here for a reason and your story is important, because if you share it, it's bound to help somebody that's hearing it.
That's definitely, definitely true. Now, tell me about one trend that you see in your field of communications that could benefit small businesses.
This right here, this what we're doing tonight, these Zoom kind of calls, the interconnections with everybody. You could be talking to somebody in India, Africa, wherever. We're in Philly. I'm just right outside of Philly. So yay, Philly. Anyway, so, you know, we're talking with people from all around the world. So having the internet and having features like Zoom and webinars and things like that, to me, is really leveling the playing field between a small, small business and a huge corporation, because you can be out here doing this just like a big corporation can too. So I think it levels the playing field, and having this is a really benefit to all small businesses. So I recommend the interconnectivity of like Zoom and internet use.
Okay, I completely agree with you. Now, if a small business is ready to refresh their brand story, where should they start?
They should start by, first of all, you know, all this talk tonight about looking internal, see what you're thinking and what you're feeling to get to that next level. At this point, if you're a company and you're ready to refurbish your brand or you need a freshen up, this is when you look external, conduct focus groups, reach out to people around you, previous customers, see why they're not still current customers, and really take a hard look, bring a team in to peel the onion back, for lack of a better term, and look at what's going on with your business and listen. And that's the key thing, Melinda. People have to listen. Take the time to hear those things. And it's not always going to be comfortable, but if you could take the time to listen to what's going on around, and that's one way you start to say, okay, we envisioned our brand this way, but we're being perceived a whole different way. We need to make an adjustment. And so it's looking outward and listening to what you hear.
All right. Last question. What's the best marketing advice you could give a startup business right now?
Budget. Even though it's marketing advice, I go back to the budget, Vanessa. It always starts there, because budget, heart, passion, and grit. I think those are the things you really, really need to have to get your business up off the ground. If you have something that's inside of you and it's coming out as a business, it has to be funded. It has to be supported. To be out there and just touting your business without anything behind it is kind of a falsehood. So I believe in getting your budget started, your internal mission, your vision, your story, and go out the door.
I could not agree with you more. Thank you so much, Kim.
Thank you, Melinda.
You have really succinctly broken it down for us about what we need to do to get our story together, so that whether we're transitioning personally, running a business, or reinventing a business, it all starts with mastering your story. So thank you so much for being here with us tonight. Kim, what do you got for me? What is your favorite business app?
My favorite business app, in addition to Rev, because I'm not allowed to repeat it, is Cision. And it's an outreach. So we use it every day, reaching out to media outlets around the world. And it also tracks your marketing and does a lot of great work for you. So I highly recommend Cision, and the team over there is absolutely wonderful.
Okay. All right. I'm familiar with Cision. And so that is actually a very good tool if you want to get yourself out there in the media, for sure. Kim, what is your favorite old school marketing tip?
Wake up and get the day's media tips and what's going on in the news instead of just, you know, zipping on the computer and everything. Get clips and actually read the paper.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I actually subscribe to the New York Times and they send me sort of like the New York Times daily brief thing so I can kind of skim it and figure out what thing I want to click on to actually read it. So I am a fan of reading newspapers too. So I can concur with you on that one. Kim, what is your favorite podcast?
I am shameless too, but I'm going to start with the one I really, really love the most, and that's Philosopher's Notes with Brian Johnson. Absolutely love Brian Johnson's work. It's very, very great to listen to in the car. And if you're done listening to Brian Johnson, tune in to Master Your Story because we've got our podcast out there too.
I love it. I love it. And so I think the mission of Small Biz Chat is to end small business failure while helping you succeed as your own boss. I'm Melinda Amerson, the Small Biz Lady. Until next time, remember this, you never lose in business. Either you win or you learn. Good night, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the Small Biz Chat podcast with Melinda Amerson. For more resources and small business success strategies, visit succeedasyourownboss.com. Subscribe to this podcast wherever you listen to podcasts and join us next Wednesday.